This is Gabriel Wrench with your Cross-Politic Daily News Brief for Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. This is me and my wife's anniversary, March 11th. And so welcome to this special daily news brief. The coronavirus. According to Fox News, the CDC said that there so far this season, 34 million people have gotten the flu and about 20,000 people have died from it. Of those who died, this is as of February 29th, 136 were children, the CDC reported in its weekly flu report. The Center of Disease and Control and Prevention said that hospitalization rates among young children were the highest on record, surpassing rates reported apparently during the 2009 pandemic. About 350,000 people this year have been hospitalized and released. According to the Washington Times, the U.S. is monitoring a rapidly mounting caseload of coronavirus, which has infected more than 700 people in about 30 states. And this is according to Johns Hopkins University Tracker. The death toll is about 30 people so far, with Washington State kind of being hit the hardest. Now, this is what's going on across the rest of the nation here and related to the coronavirus. Both Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden agreed to cancel their campaign events last night in Ohio after Tuesday's Michigan primaries. Governor Cuomo called in the National Guard and ordered a containment zone in New Rochelle, New York. I've talked to friends in larger cities where apparently their local Costcos are out of toilet paper. Hunter Biden skips his deposition over child support, citing concerns over the virus. Bethel Church, I kid you not, stops their faith healing hospital visits. Concerts, conferences, and events have been canceled across the U.S., and I am praying, pray with me, that this hysteria does not touch the best sporting month of the year, March Madness. In related news with other countries, Italy has quarantined their entire country. It's incredible what's going on with this. We still don't know what the infection rate is or necessarily how it's being transmitted, whether it's airborne or via touch, nor do we have a good handle on the actual death rate. It does appear to be dangerous if you're over 80 years old or if your immune system is highly compromised, but that really does come with any strand of influenza. The coronavirus is a strand of influenza that is a respiratory flu, so no need to go buy hundreds of rolls of toilet paper at Costco. Really, don't let the hysteria drive you into fear. Take your normal precautions that you would make with any flu season. In other news, watch the stock market. You might want to invest here soon, as the stock market will rebound from this over the next, you know, month, 2-3 months, next quarter. I think the stock market's going to go back up. In other news, the governor of North Carolina vetoes the Born Alive bill. This bill would have required doctors to try to preserve the life of any infant born alive during an attempted abortion. But the coronavirus is a big problem, right? Bipartisan Senate resolution demands 2022 Olympics be moved from China, citing human rights violations. This is something I could get on board with. According to Discern, a resolution presented on Wednesday by Senator Rick Scott of Florida and co-sponsored by actually a Democrat, Senator Ed Markey, demands that the International Olympic Committee move the 2022 Olympics to a location other than China, citing the communist nation's egregious human rights abuses, and this is true. According to Bitter Winter, which is a magazine on religious liberty and human rights in China, says, this is what a bipartisan group of U.S. senators are now requesting from the International Olympic Committee, that's the IOC, citing the miserable human rights condition of China. In the resolution by both Senator Scott and Senator Markey, which draws on data by the U.S. State Department, the group of senators citing the staggering fate of what they indicate as more than a million ethnic Muslims, including Uyghurs, ethnic Kazakhs, and Kyrgyz, detained in as many as 1,200 vocational training centers. Those are actually concentration camps, not vocational training centers, as China calls them. These are the transformation through education camps that Bitter Winter has constantly documented as being, in fact, jails or concentration camps, and where people are being brutally tortured. Senator Rick Scott said regarding this bill, communist China should not be allowed to host the 2022 Olympic Games while simultaneously running concentration camps, violating human rights, and oppressing the people of Hong Kong. The Olympic Games are in an incredible opportunity to allow the world's best athletes to represent their countries and unite our nations, and should not be hosted by one of the world's worst human rights abusers. This is so true. Today, the Senate is sending a clear message to the IOC. Stand up for freedom and urge Communist China to do the right thing or find a new home for the 2022 Olympic Games. It's not about politics. It's about human rights. That's wrapping up what Senator Rick Scott said. Bill mandating sex education in Washington schools passes the Senate. I actually brought this up before it even got into the House. It was a bill that was introduced into committee, and now it actually has passed Senate. So according to CRIM 2, a bill that would mandate sex education in all Washington public schools starting in kindergarten, that is kindergarten, is headed to Governor Jay Inslee's desk. According to this legislation, kindergartners would be taught the difference between boys' and girls' bodies and that there are many ways to express gender. Oh my goodness. It goes on. Older students would learn about LGBT issues, contraceptions, pregnancies, sexually transmitted diseases, and sexual consent. Individual districts would be able to determine how much is taught as long as they follow the state's minimum standards. So here we have the governor of Washington, remember we called him incompetent Inslee while he was running for president, mandating what Colfax, Washington needs to be teaching their preschoolers and kindergartners, This is just insane. And note this, the public school system has transgendered bathroom policies. That means you can identify as whatever you want. So what business do they have? What basis do they have for even teaching what the difference is between boys' and girls' bodies? That's just amazing. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. You can find all our shows on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search FightLaughFeast.com. Please support Rowdy Christian Media and join the club at FightLaughFeast.com. We can't grow without our club members, so please consider joining our club. Just 3 Starbucks cups a month of coffee, and you can join our club. You can get a Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt, discounts at our annual conference, and access to master classes on parenting, Christians and business, God and government, eschatology, interviews, backstage interviews, and we got more coming. It's incredible. We also hope to meet you at our first annual Fight, Laugh, Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to FightLaughFeast.com to register. Hope to see you there. Have a great day.